getting pleasure from watching a woman lactate or breastfeed, from actually sucking on a lactating breast yourself and actually feeding from that milk, having sex with a lactating woman, or even things like lactation games, which I guess would be sort of playing with breast milk and enjoying the sensation of that on your body, in your mouth, on your skin, a whole range of activities. And of course, like all fetishes, it really exists on a spectrum. So,
warning, adult content.
The Hookup, love and f***ing on Triple J.
Having a thing for nipples is one thing, but if you're sucking on the nipples of someone who's producing milk, you might get a bit of a surprise and even a taste for it. I'm Nat Tenchich, and on the podcast, we're looking at lactation fetish. Soon, sex therapist Jivani Lewis will be by to talk us through it. But to start with, I spoke with Kenny, who told me how he found his taste for breast milk.
Well, I first discovered it when the mother of my children was, when our babies were small. And when we were having sex, I would notice that when I was, you know, when I would be sucking her nipples, that milk would come out and that it was kind of nice. I suppose one thing is that it tastes nice, and it also feels just like very, very sensual, I suppose. But yeah, it was with my partner, who I have children with, that I first discovered that. And then after, I'm now separated from her, and when we'd separated, we both started dating other people. And for a long time, I didn't date any other women with children, but eventually I dated a woman who had quite a young child who was still breastfeeding, and it was again a similar kind of thing. It wasn't ever really like I thought, gee, this is something that I really want to do. It was sort of something that just happened, and I was kind of like, oh, this is kind of nice. Yeah, that's how.
Yeah, and do you continue to do it with your current partner? Are they still lactating?
No, I'm no longer with anyone who has a small child. But I suppose I've never really thought of it as being, you know, a fetish or a thing, as opposed to just something that I enjoy doing. And I don't know that I'd seek it out, you know. But certainly it is, I think it's really nice, and I would certainly do it if I had the opportunity, you know, or enjoy it if I was with someone who was lactating.
Mm. Well, what does it taste like?
It just tastes like sweet milk. Kind of like, I suppose, not as sweet as condensed milk, but it has that kind of taste to it. Yeah, it certainly tastes good, I think. But I also, one of the things that I thought about it when I realised I was going to talk to you about it was that I think it's like, if you're really attracted to somebody, then they're body fluids are kind of a turn on or pretty hot. So whether that's their saliva or, you know, other body fluids, it's just kind of like, if you're really into somebody, then any of them is good.
What sort of reaction did you notice it getting from your partners when you were doing it?
I don't think that they were aware to begin with. And then I was, I think that in both instances, I was just like, wow, this tastes really great. And it's kind of hot, and I think that they seem to like it, or like that it wasn't a turn-off. I think that in one situation, I've noticed that a lot of single mums seem to worry that the fact that they have children might be a turn-off, or the things that surround it, like often, you know, I suppose things like having a pregnant belly if the woman's still pregnant, or, you know, often women who are lactating need to wear special bras or have the little nipple pad things to soak up the surplus. But I think that for me, and I think there's certainly other men who I've talked to about it as well, can find that whole thing, the whole thing of a woman who is pregnant as being very feminine, and then all the things that surround it as being kind of hot for that reason.
So when you kind of think about the way that you enjoy it, it's less from a sort of any kind of Freudian perspective or any kind of mother-child perspective, and it's much more like as if you were giving cunnilingus and getting vaginal juices in return. Like, it's that kind of relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you hit the nail on the head.
But did it ever feel weird at first? Like, did it ever sort of feel like a bit, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, or?
No way. Definitely not. I think that there's something, you know, you were talking about the sort of Freudian reference. I definitely think that breastfeeding is what makes men so attracted to women's breasts. That seems to be a universal thing. And it kind of follows to me that even though it sort of is a little bit of a mental obstacle to kind of get to the next level of like, well, therefore it might be nice maybe to drink breast milk as an adult. I think that is, you know, that is a big jump to make, but it just, to me, it feels like an extension of that experience of that breasts are nice and incredibly comforting and, yeah. But I guess I've never really thought about it as being a kind of fetish thing until I spoke to you about it. And I was kind of like, well, am I a bit weird? Well, yeah.
Well, maybe more people should just give it a go.
Heaps of people do. And I'm sure heaps of people really, you know, enjoy it and maybe don't say anything.
Mm.
But the other thing is it's obviously so chock-a-block full of good stuff. I mean, that doesn't really come into it for me, but it doesn't hurt.
That's true. It's got all your vitamins and all your mineral and all the minerals that you need. So that's handy too. Nutritious.
Nutritious, indeed.
Thank you so very much for opening up, and thank you for your time and joining us on The Hookup.
My pleasure.
I was listening to Kenny chatting about his love of breast milk and how he found out that he was kind of into lactation. Right now on The Hookup, we are joined by sex therapist Jivani Lewis, who's here to tell us a little bit more about lactation fetish and how it works and how you might be able to try it if you want to. Jivani, welcome back.
Thanks, Nat. Nice to be here.
Nice to be here with you too. Now, we are talking all about milk.
Mm-hmm.
What forms can the lactation fetish take? What does it look like in the bedroom?
Yeah, so there's quite a range of sort of activities that we'd classify as lactophilia or sort of a breast milk or lactation fetish. And it can sort of range from, you know, I guess getting pleasure from watching a woman lactate or breastfeed, from actually sucking on a lactating breast yourself and actually feeding from that milk, having sex with a lactating woman, or even things like lactation games, which I guess would be sort of playing with breast milk and enjoying the sensation of that on your body, in your mouth, on your skin, a whole range of activities. And of course, like all fetishes, like all sexual experiences and like all of human sexuality in general, it really exists on a spectrum. So there might be people that require a woman to be lactating in order to become aroused, for example. And that's quite an extreme end of the spectrum. Or there's other people like Kenny who just incidentally stumbled across it and found that they went, oh, actually, this is quite nice. And there's something quite sort of intimate and sensual about this. And so there's a huge range of experiences in the realm of lactophilia.
Why? Well, Kenny spoke about that kind of that primal attraction to breasts, and he puts it on the fact that it's because they're used for feeding. Is that the case?
Look, I think there's certainly probably an evolutionary aspect to it, you know, that we're attracted from an evolutionary perspective to aspects of our partners that will allow us to procreate a healthy child in a very primal sense. But there was some studies done around lactophilia only about sort of 7 or 8 years ago in Stockholm, and they found that the majority of people that self-defined as having a lactation fetish were men in their late 30s, overall, the majority were, and the majority had younger brothers or sisters, and so they were more likely to be exposed to pregnant or breastfeeding women when they're in childhood or in those sort of formative young adult years. So while we can't draw a causation, it's possible that while those young men were developing their sense of sensuality and sexuality, that perhaps imagery of a mother or mother figure breastfeeding or lactating was also somehow integrated into that development of their sexuality. But of course, it's all sort of hypothetical.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. How How common is it for women to be into giving their breast milk or being suckled? Is that not as common?
It's less common than men to be interested in it. And I think it's quite an intimate and less likely to be a sexual experience for a woman. And some of my friends that I've spoken to about this topic have sort of said, oh, you know, I'm pretty open-minded, but I find that really difficult to grapple with, you know, and this sort of idea that the milk is for the baby. And to create that into a sexual situation or integrate that into a sexual scenario, a lot of women really struggled with. It was quite divisive.
Yeah, well, you think that's why that kind of like ick factor about it exists probably.
Absolutely. And it's the same way that some women, you know, really love being pregnant and the feeling of being pregnant or the feeling of breastfeeding and lactating and find that a really feminine or womanly or embodying experience. And others find it really, they feel quite sort of disconnected from their bodies in a way.
Mm. We heard a story from about a sex worker who sells her breast milk to interested parties. I suppose that's like one form that lactation fetish can take.
Yeah, so lactation sex work has definitely increased in recent years, and so has lactation porn and the demand for lactation porn. And obviously there's a few factors that could be contributing to that. Obviously porn is so easily accessible and people are accessing more and more sort of niche categories of porn. So we're not quite sure whether that reflects an actual increase in attraction to lactation or just an increase in people's diverse tastes in general. But certainly lactation sex work is a sort of niche field of sex work, and it might be selling breast milk for a sexual purpose, and there is a bit of a black market for breast milk around that, or it could actually be providing a service of breastfeeding an adult. So a lactating woman who engages in sex work might actually breastfeed a client as part of that service they provide.
Enjoying lactating milk as a fetish is widely known as biddy. So, you know, hot tip if you want to narrow down your Google searches. Jivani, we've got a question here on the text line. This one says, my missus is always trying to get me to try hers to the extent that I snapped her trying to get it into my scrambled eggs. Yeah. I feel like there's a weird consent thing here that is a bit of a problem.
Yeah, look, I think if you're wanting to try your partner's breast milk or any breast milk, it's really important to get the clear consent of the person that's creating that breast milk, because it is one of their body fluids. And it can be, you know, like I mentioned before, a really challenging space for women and for men as well. And I think it's really important that we view this in terms of a greater conversation around any sort of sexual desire that you have needs to be sort of transparent with your partner if that's something you're trying to get them to try. It's not just a matter of tricking them into it and getting them to agree to it. It's really about being in a sort of safe and mutually pleasurable situation for the two of you.
It might be part of her, maybe her fetish or her kink to that trickery might be part of it, which it makes me think that that's possibly what it is.
It could be, and
but it's
if
not
they
okay.
have some, it's not okay unless they have some prior discussion around that. At some point, I'm going to slip some breast milk into your food, and there's an agreement that that's okay with both of them. But of course, that might actually take some of the kink out of it for her, but that's the deal.
Yeah, I'm a bit more curious, Jivani, about how you sustain it if it's something that you're into. Is there a way to induce lactation without being pregnant?
Look, there is. And a lot of couples who might be looking at adopting a baby often try to get lactation started before adopting that baby so that the milk has already come in and they can have an attempt at breastfeeding. And so there are lots of different techniques that people use to try to induce lactation, and sometimes they're successful. And so that might be things like dry suckling and dry pumping for several weeks before the prolactin will start sort of producing in the body and that results in lactation. There are also, you know, people eat lactation cookies cookies and things that are supposed to stimulate lactation. And there's also some drugs that are prescribed to women in particular situations where they need to be lactating or produce more breast milk. I'm not sure what the access would be like to those drugs for someone who wanted it for a sort of sexual purpose, but there's certainly drugs out there that do stimulate lactation.
Lastly, if anyone has, if anyone's like sort of interested in exploring this fetish in real life and getting beyond porn, what might be some ways that they can go about it?
I think if you've got a breastfeeding partner, it's really important to discuss it with them openly. Obviously, the comfort and safety of your partner, and if that partner is breastfeeding a child, that's really paramount. And so your sexual fetishes might have to take a back seat for a little while if the primary concern is your partner and that baby. But it's always good to stimulate a conversation around these things and sort of flesh out where your partner's at. And so if you are listening to the show, you could say, oh, you know, I was listening to this fantastic radio show the other night and they were talking about lactation fetishes. And that can be just a conversation starter to help start exploring whether they might be into it or whether they say, oh, that's gross, and you might want to revisit it another time.
Jiminy Lewis, we're running out of time, but thank you so much for joining us on The Hookup.
Thanks, Nat.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If there's something you want covered on the show, send it in via the hookup at abc.net.au or via Facebook. Just search for The Hookup on Triple J. Plus, if you're loving what you're hearing, give us a rating wherever you find your favourite podcasts. It'll help other people find the show.